Mr. Willis, reel 8.
Saying that you were cook in, you were baker rather, in the Valiant.
Yeah.
And that was a big, big job because there's a lot of men there.
Oh, it was a baker, it was on its own. You see, well, I was the first baker in the Thunderer. The oven that we cooked our bread in was made by people called Perkins and Fleederer. And it was what they called a steam oven. Now, the paymaster commander and the engineer commander used to come there in the bakehouse and argue the point about, if it's a steam oven, how does it bake bread? Well, in the top oven, around the top, you come from here, go around there like that, down underneath that oven. Then the lower one was a tube next door to that. Go around, come right around on the bottom. Now the ends of the tube, each tube, were the bars of the fire. Got me? And there was only about that much poking over. There was only a little fire about that about that wide. The bars on the bottom and bars on the top. And that oven you had to get to 480 degrees of heat before you put your bread in. After half an hour, you change tops for bottoms. At the end of an hour and 5 minutes, or hour and 10 minutes, it was cooked. And you take it out. That was that batch. Well, you'd start working with that about 1 o'clock in the morning. Then, whilst that's cooking, you're making your sponge for the next batch, which would be ready somewhere around about 4 or 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. And you break that sponge, you get your flour, put it in the machine, then put your sponge in on top of it, see? Your sponge was broken up with warm water, the heat of the day, warm water and salt. So much salt. Well, then that was mixed up with this electric machine. It used to go one instance and the other. No, over. Ours went over like that. And when that was, you test it, you know, you used to get hold of a bit and pull it. Well, then you could tell by that pull that it was ready to go in the bin.
What would you look for in the pool? Would it be a...
Just how you pull, how it was pulled out. The strength. That was put in the bin. And that. And it was boarded up. You'd have a board in there. The bin's always from the bottom. Used to go out slightly. And you'd have a board shaped like that to go in, and you'd board up your dough so that whilst that bread was cooking, this bread in the bin, the dough in the bin, was proving. When you got your first batch out, you stoked your fire up and you worked it up into 480 degrees, which was ready for you when you had your dough out, you've cut up into 2 pound, 2 ounce pieces, moulded and put it in your grease tins, and then let it stay there until it proved just above the top of the tin. And when that was ready, you filled your oven up and so on. And that used to be 3 times a day. 3 batches. Which, let me see now. Which would be anything between 1,500 and 1,750 pounds of bread. Now, we make that. That was the day's bread. Now, according to the King's regulations and the Queen's, we weren't allowed to use preservatives, and we weren't allowed to serve it out, officially speaking, until it was 2 days old. But we used to serve it out 1 day old. Made today, served out tomorrow. Right. Now, according to the system, a man was allowed 1 pound of bread. We used to make, for that first batch, as I say, we'll say 1,750. Right. When our past three came, we'll say serving bread out, each mess would come along and the steward was there. Number 15 mess, 12 pounds. That when we say he has 6 loaves. Well, what was left used to be for repayment. The caterer of the mess had the repayment book, chits, and he'd look in the bread bin. at the end of a mess, you've got a big round wooden bread bin. And he'd think to himself, oh, do with a bit more bread. Well, if there was 10 men in the mess, he was allowed to buy, on the repayment set, 5 pounds of bread. That was 1/2 pound each man. So that meant to say that if a man came along and he had 10 in the mess, he'd get that 1 pound for each which was supplied to him by the Navy. And if he wanted any extra, he could get another 5 pounds, which he bought from the Navy. And that's how it went on, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year.
And to do this, you would have to work sometimes through the night, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was all night work. The bakehouse was. But the cooking, of course, in some smalls, it was not much. But in the Valiant, down in the galley, where we had to cook all the breakfasts and that, they used to start at midnight, cooking for breakfast. You come to work out 84 messes. Some got bacon and eggs, some got bacon and tomatoes, some got herrings, some got this, some got that, and so on.
That was general messing?
Yeah. That was the general cooking. No, that was... The mess could buy what they liked from the canteen. We used to have to cook it. Would that we're say somebody brought up a dozen mackerel, or they put them in the dish, they'd all been cleaned and that, of course they'd do that, we wouldn't. And they'd put a certain amount of fat lard or something like that. They'd buy that from the canteen. And we'd cook it. So whatever fish was, we had to use separate pans. And sometimes we'd have two and three pans on the hot plate at a time. Well, now, the cook's mate was on duty, and it was his turn to get out. He wouldn't go to sleep that night. He'd just stay up and start work at midnight. Then, when he finished at 12 o'clock that day, he could go in and that to his mess, and he could have a sit down there, and you weren't allowed to sleep unless you had what the privilege of what they called garden steerage. Well, he used to have that privilege because he'd been up all night.
What was it called?
Garden steerage. It's meant to say that instead of you getting out at half past five, you were allowed to stay in your hammock if you'd been up to 6:15 or half past six. Then you had to be out. There shouldn't be no more hammocks hung up around the decks. Well, that was that. Well, then he could go over afternoon in there he'd be around the galley and that, helping in the morning, because he'd done his stint of night work, and then another cook's mate would be on. It'd be his turn. And according to what I had, for that night work, unless it was Christmas time, you had one on. But for very busy times, you used to have put two cook's mates on. Of course, Christmas time was there used to be two, three of us on. I myself, all the way through the Christmas, the only sleep I used to get was when I went along to the mess that afternoon, got my head down on the lockers. Because that was everything that was there, you had to tend to, you had to cook it, and my God, you had some things to cook.